The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Oh, welcome back. Second hour of the Countdown to Oblivion, folks. Formerly known as the National Intel Report, and my real name is John Levinsky. Oh, I better not do that. It'll start rumors. We are doing the who's who list of less than 2% of the population and how everything that you see, you read, and you hear is under direct control or controlled. We wonder why we have a liberal communist problem in this country. We're giving you the deep state actors. These are the people that are identifiable. The ones that are the manipulators and controllers, they hide behind the curtain, folks. Don't worry, before the end of the show, we'll have Toto come out and pull the curtain back. Continuing with the list of the who's who, Arthur Miller, as I said, Arthur Schnitzler, Viennese playwright, novelist, and doctor, Artie Shaw, band leader, Artur Rubinstein, he's a piano virtuoso, I'll get that out, Fred Astaire, Audrey Hepburn, Audrey Landers. And I'm going to skip the ones that I've never even heard the name of, but there's about 20 so far I've skipped. Barbara Bach, Ringo's wife, Ringo Starr. Barbara Hershey, real name Hertzstein. And she was a one-time hippie flower child. You know, the liberals that love to smoke dope, give you the peace sign, and weren't there to put a brick in your face. Now they do. They call them Antifa now. Barbara Sokol of the, I guess, the movie Grease. Baba Walters, journalist, news broadcaster, ABC, TV interviewer, and also a television broadcaster. Barbara Streisand, actress, singer, nasal endowment. She was asked one time, you ever thought about having a nose job? She says, I'm afraid it might affect my voice. Barry Horowitz, real name, professional wrestler and the WWF. Barry Levinson, diner director. Barry Manilow, musician, singer. Same question was asked of him. You ever thought about a nose job? I won't do it. It might screw up my voice. Barney Miller, Saturday Night Fever. Barry Sisters, famous Jewish duet. Sorry. Barry Sonnenfeld, director of Get Shorty and Adam's Family. Beatrice Arthur. She was the actress, Dorothy and the Golden Girls. Jeff Beck, musician. Ben Elton, comedian and writer. Ben Harris, scholar extraordinaire. Ben Savage, actor. Ben Stiller, actor, director. Benjamin Moore, M-O-R, from the rap group Blood of Avraham. Benny Goodman, the King of Swing. Irving Berlin, Bernard Kalb, CNN host of reliable sources. Bernard Levin, British writer, newspaper columnist. Bernie Bernstein, you can't get much Jewish than that. Musician, punk band, Hector. Bernie Sollins, founder, producer of Second City. Burt Bacharach, popular American composer. Burt Lahr, that was the lion in The Wizard of Oz. Courage, courage. Bess Meyerson, first Jewish Miss America. Bette Midler, actress, singer. Betty Friedan, author and feminist. Beverly Sills, opera singer, director of Beverly Silberman. Biafra, singer of American HC punk band Dead Kennedys. Bill Dana, comedian. Bill Graham, late rock promoter extraordinaire. Bill Maher, comedian. Bill Pullman. Billy Halep, actor. Billy Wilder, director, Sunset Boulevard, the movie, and other things. Bob Dylan, folk singer, real name Bob Zimmerman. Bob Hoskins, Oscar winner, got an Oscar for Mona Lisa. Bob Munkhouse, comedian. Bob Rivers, morning radio host. Bob Saget. Now, you remember Bob Saget, America's Funniest Home Videos. That series has been running for a lot of years, but when he took over the show, it took a real nosedive. He was supposed to be an actor-comedian, but he wasn't very good at acting, and he wasn't that damn funny. But again, it doesn't matter, folks. If they can prop somebody else up and convince you that they are a star, well, there you go. Bob Vila, home improvement giant. Bonnie Franklin, actress. We already mentioned Ernest Borgnine. Boris Karloff. Frankenstein was Jewish? I'm so verklempt. Boris Pasternak, Russian writer. Brad Ray, famous pinup boy and rap star. I'm sorry, doesn't ring a bell. Brett Spiner. He was the Data character on Star Trek. Brett the Hitman Moses, proprietor of Atlanta's Tattletales. Brent Gurwitz, owner of Epitaph Records and former guitarist for Bad Religion. Nice name. Brett Summers, The Match Game. You know, these were celebrities, folks. You remember The Match Game? Brett Summers, she was a panelist on there. She was not known for anything else except being a panelist and a celebrity on The Match Game, for gosh sakes. But she was in your face every single day. She must be a star, or at least a celebrity, right? Brian Bloom, actor. Brian Epstein, Beatles manager. Brian Feldman. Brian Wilson. Brody Stevens. Bronco Billy Anderson. He was a silent film cowboy star. Brooke Langston, and actress. Samantha on Melrose Place. Albert Brooks, actor, director. Real name, Albert Einstein. I'm not making it up. I'm just reporting it. Mel Brooks, actor, director, comedian, and writer. Bruce Adler, singer, dancer, comedian. Bruce Boxleitner, actor. Bruce, cousin Brucey Morrow, New York City disc jockey. Bruce Kulick, guitarist from Kiss. What was the lead guy in Kiss? Mike? Huh? Gene Simmons. Another Jewish guy. It'll probably be on this list when I get around to it. But Simmons, I was watching a show that was made for him. And he was outside talking to his wife or something, and the car wouldn't start. And he says, well, I'll just get one of the Goyim to fix it. I remember that like it was yesterday, and that had to have been 15, 20 years ago. You know, just little things, you know, they make a remark and things you're not supposed to know. And, well, it's funny to them. It's kind of a inside joke. I didn't think it was very funny. I mean, want to talk about being elitist and, well, really hating people. Ooh, could that be so? Brian Bloom, actor. Brian Epstein, already covered him. Albert Brooks, actor, director, real name, Albert Einstein. Mel Brooks, Bruce Adler, Boxleitner. Bruce, cousin Brucey Morrow, New York disc jockey. I think Bruce Springsteen. Oh, gosh. singer-songwriter, Jewish-Dutch. Bruno Bauer, conductor. Bruno Schultz, writer. Bruno Walter, Buck Henry. Bud Flanagan, Buddy Hackett, Buddy Rich, Bugsy Siegel. There you are, Bugsy. Mr. Vegas himself. Sandra Bullock, Burt Ward. Of that wonderful TV show of the 60s, Mike. Batman. Zip, pow, powie. And they called that entertainment. Buzz Aldrin, former U.S. astronaut. Didn't he die in a fire? Calvin Trillin, writer. Camille Pissarro, artist. Eddie Cantner, vaudeville singer, dancer. Carl Bernstein, author and journalist. Carl Reiner, meathead. Carly Simon, singer. Carmel Myers, actress. Carney Wilson, singer of Wilson Phillips, talk show host and daughter of Beach Boy. Carol Connors, wrote theme song for Rocky. Carol Kane, actress. Carol Leffer, comedian, writer on Seinfeld. Carol King, read that as Klein. Carol Klein, songwriter. Carolyn Schreiber, singer, actress. Carolyn Summerlin, comic, concert pianist. Carrie Fisher, you know, she was the one that wore the buns on the side of her head. Princess Leia, yeah. There are a lot of jokes about that one that I cannot repeat on air. Cass Elliot, she was the singer of the Mamas and the Papas. Chaim Bermanat, British humorous writer, newspaper columnist. Chaim Goldberg, world-renowned artist of the Schtetl culture, whatever that is. Chaim Topol, singer and actor. Charles Bronson, mentioned him before, movie star. Charles Grodin. And here's another guy. He's supposed to be a comedic actor. Did Charles Grodin ever make you laugh? Never made me laugh. Charles Orange, poet. Charlie Chaplin, actor of silent films. Reuben Cherry, a man who raised Elvis in public. Deborah Chesler, real name Shirley Rheingold. Chevy Chase. Now, I'm crushed now. Chevy Chase, actor, comedian. Chico Marx, comedian of the Marx Brothers. Chip Zenn, Broadway actor, falsettos, Into the Wood. Noam Chomsky, the American philosopher. Known that about Noam for a while. Every time I see an article, I have to carefully go through it. Chris Isaak, musician. Kristen Lakin, Step by Step. Christopher Lambert, actor. Chuck Barris, as I mentioned before, creator of The Dating Game with all the sexual innuendos. And then when you get to The Gong Show, they would bring out the absolute worst of the worst to get a laugh. And of course, they had the gong when the participants of the show would. Wasn't even a good gong. Was it? Somebody ripped it off from something out there in the Hollywood studios. Christopher Lambert, Cindy Margolis, Claire Bloom, Claire Carey, actress and coach. Claude Rains, actor in, you remember him in the movie Casablanca, maybe. Clifford Odets, playwright. Clio Goldsmith, actress. Cloris Leachman, actress. Leonard Cohen, bohemian songwriter. Corey Feldman, actor. Country Joe McDonald, his mother was Jewish. Courtney Love, America's little sweetheart. Craig T. Nelson, actor. Billy Crystal, actor. Curly Howard, it's really Jerome Horowitz of the Three Stooges. Cy Coleman, composer, Sweet Charity, City of Angels. Dan Blocker, actor, Bonanza. There's the name I couldn't remember. Bonanza. So were all the actors on Bonanza all Jewish? Man. Dan Greenberg, author, of How to Be a Jewish Mother. Dan Loria, actor, Wonder Years. Dana Burr, a South African-British presenter. Daniel Ash and Kevin Haskin, musicians from Bauhaus, British goth band. Daniel Barenboim, a conductor and pianist. Daniel Benzali, actor on the series Murder One. Daniel Day-Lewis, British actor. Daniel Jonah Goldhagen, author. Daniel Stern, actor. David Wayne Matthews, Interstate Commerce Commissioner. Daniel Fisher, actress. Daniel Harris, actress. Danny Jacobson, writer-producer. Danny Kaye, song and dance man. Real name, David Daniel Kaminsky. David Cass, lead singer of Aroostook Hookah, whatever that is, I have no idea. David Burney, actor, Saint Elsewhere. David Brenner, comedian. David Broza, Israeli singer-songwriter. David Copperfield. Give me a minute and I come up with about five jokes on that one, but be that as it may. David Cronenberg, Canadian director, writer of The Fly. David Doo-Doo Fisher. Huh? Doo-Doo, D-U-D-U. David Doo-Doo Fisher, popular Israeli singer and cantor. David Gahan, lead for Depeche Mode. David Geffen, DreamWorks, owns Geffen Records. He's an Israeli. David Haberstam, author. David Harry, bunghole extraordinaire filmmaker. I don't know what that means, and I'm not even going to try. David Helfcott, classical pianist, child prodigy. David Horowitz, TV personality. David Jansen, remember The Fugitive? Who was he running from? All those anti-Semites. David Mamet, director, writer, The Verdict, Hoffa, Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright. David Milch, co-producer, writer of NYPD Blue. David Notowitz, film producer, writer, editor. David Ostrock, violinist. David Schwimmer, actor. He was Ross on Friends. David Steinberg, comedian, director. David Susskind, producer. Sammy Davis Jr. Now, I'm going to let that go without comment. Dean Malenko, professional wrestler, former WCW champion. Debbie Friedman, songwriter and singer. Debbie Gibson. You Light Up My Life, same Debbie Gibson. Debbie Goad, writer. Deborah Raffin, actress. Deborah Winger, actress. She was also in the IDF. How do you go from being in the Israeli Defense Forces to becoming an actress? I don't get it. Joe DiCarlo, comedian. Delmore Schwartz, poet. Robert De Niro. Say it ain't so, Bob. Isn't Robert De Niro the guy that came out just absolutely tooth and nail against Donald Trump? I wonder why. Denise Katrina Smith, also known as Vanity. Remember from, Dennis Prager, always radio talk show host, essay and moralist. Isaac Dichner. Diane Friesen, actress. Diane Verona, actress, Chicago Hope. Diane Weist, actress. Dee Dee Kahn, actress. Dee Dee Pickles, mother of Tommy and the Rugrats. Dina Meyer, actress appearing in upcoming film Dragonheart. As I said, this list goes back to 2009. Dina Esfat, Brazilian actress. Dinah Manhoff, actress. Dinah Shore. Her daddy was a rabbi. Doc Severinsen, The Tonight Show. Dominika Przinski, TV star, member of the Swedish dance band Army of Lovers. Crucified. Jeez. Don Adams, agent. Maxwell Smart. God. We'll be back, folks. I'm not done. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Callers, I hate to tell you something, but I'm not going to stop taking calls because I'm not done with my list. So you're going to probably be hanging there for the next 35 minutes. Who did I leave off with? Don Adams? Agent Maxwell Smart. Don Black, lyricist of Sunset Boulevard. Don Diamont, actor, Young and the Restless. Don Rickles, comedian. Donald Fagen, Steely Dan, singer, composer. Donald Willerstein, former first violinist of the Cleveland String Quartet. Donna Karen, designer. Donnie Pescow, the Angie TV show. Don't know who that is. Dorothy L'Amour, actress. Dorothy Rothschild Parker, author and Algonquin wit. I don't know what Algonquin wit means. Doug Feiger, musician, The Knack. Douglas Fairbanks Sr., he was a silent star. Real name, Allman. Dr. Laura Schlesinger, radio host and author. Here's the other one, Dr. Ruth. Remember that little sawed-off midget? She could come out and talk about anything about sex, and people would sit there and go, Richard Dreyfuss, Oscar-winning actor. David Duchovny, co-star of the hit show The X-Files. Duncan Ronaldo, TV's Cisco Kid. Adam Duritz, lead singer-songwriter for The Counting Crows. Dustin Diamond, Beach from Saved by the Bell, Dustin Hoffman, actor, Diane Cannon, real name Samuel Diane Friesen, Earl Pomerantz, executive producer for the Larry Sanders Show, Ed Asner, actor, Ed Asner, Mr. Grant on the Tyler Moore Show, Eddie Cantor, singer, actor, Eddie Fisher, singer, Eddie Vedder, lead vocalist for Pearl Jam, that once made the bold statement that I'm the greatest rock and roll vocalist ever. And after he made that statement, they pretty much went downhill. Edward G., we already talked about Edward G. Robertson, tough guy actor. Efren Zimbalist Sr. Now, Efren Zimbalist Jr., you may remember, of what? Oh, that's right. The TV show, The FBI. Eli Wallach, actor. Eli Wiesel, author and Nobel laureate. Elizabeth Shue. Ellen Barkin. Elliot Goldenthal. Movie composer, Batman and Robin and others. Elliot Gould, mentioned him already. Elmer Bernstein, musician. Elsa Moranti, Italian author. Elsa Zilberstein, French actress. Elvis Presley. What? Jewish maternal grandparent. Emmanuel List, opera singer. Emil Gilels, concert pianist. Emma Lazarus, poet. And this is of Give Me Your Tired, Your Poor from the Statue of Liberty. And they're still trying to bring him in and call it legal stuff. And it's illegal aliens. You get the idea. Emma Sams, actress of Dynasty. Enrico Macias Algoran. Eric Johnson, solo artist. Ernest Lubitsch, Polish film director. Ah, boy. Estelle Getty. Estelle Harris. Ethel Merman. And as I said of Ethel, the only thing she's remembered for is having a voice louder than any glass could withstand. Eugene Levy, actor. Second City TV. Eugene Ormandy. F. Murray Abraham, actor. Fanny Bryce, comedian. Faye Kellerman, author, wife of Jonathan Kellerman. Felix Mendelssohn, composer. Aaron Neil Fuhrer, wrestler, Talmud scholar, and debate champion. Why doesn't that fit? I know. Florence Henderson, the Brady Bunch. Florence Ziegfeld. Harrison Ford. Fran Dressler. Francisco Annis. She's a British actress. Francesca Neville, Shakespearean actress. Frank Hope from Oddville. He's the host of the show. Frank Lossner, composers. Mark Frankel, actor. Frankie Vaughn, singer. Franz Kafka, author. Fred Astaire. As I said earlier, his real name was Frederick Austerlitz. Fred Levine, psychologist. Fred Savage, actor of Wonder Years. Freddie Prinze, comedian. And that Freddie Prinze was Mexican. Isn't Freddie Prinze the one that killed himself, Mike? Freddie Prinze, P-R-I-N-Z. Frederick Lowe, composer. Alan Freed. Fritz Lang. Fritz Reiner, George Zell's conductors. I don't know who that is. Sorry, folks. Gabriel Kaplan. Remember? Welcome Back, Kotter. Garrison Gershon Kanan, actor. Gary David Goldberg, producer. Gary Lewis. That was Jerry's son. Remember? He had the Gary Lewis band. Gary Shandling, comedian. Geddy Lee, lead singer and bass player of the band Rush. Gina Davis, actress. Rudy Geller, magician who bends spoons and levitates objects. Wow.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Ann, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thinking about it lately. Been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beat.
Where did I leave off here? Oh, by the way, we had a caller that called in and says, I don't see the point of what does this prove? He's not telling us anything. This is the same guy that called in and, that made one of our hosts very, very angry by threatening him. Mm-hmm. You guys just don't get it, do you? You know, that's the whole point of the exercise of shutting down free speech in America, is it not? So people don't hear this sort of thing. Oh, you're not telling us anything. Who pays you, dude? Who? Huh? Might have been somebody different. That's probably his brother. Both on the same payroll. Where did I leave off here? Oh, Sarah Michelle Gellar. She was the actress on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Jean Barry. Now, you mention that name, some people go, oh, yeah, I think I remember who that was. Well, in the 60s, I guess was TV's Bat Masterson, but he's probably better known for War of the Worlds, 1953 movie. Gene Simmons, bass player for Kiss. He's Israeli-Turkish real name, Haim Witz. And that's the one that made the comment, oh, my car's broke down, I'll just get the Goy to fix it. Gene Siskel, film critic of Siskel and Ebert. Gene Wilder, actor. George Burns, comedian. George Gershwin, composer. George Jessel, Toastmaster General. They had to create. Now, George Jessel, he was a comedian of sorts back in the 60s. Many appearances on Johnny Carson show. And I never could figure out what a Toastmaster General was. George Segal, the actor. Georgia Brown, actor. Richard Gere, actor. George Gershwin. Gertrude Berg, actress, TV's The Goldbergs. Kathy Lee Epstein Gifford. Kathy Lee, talk show hostess. Gilad Gelfond and David Sigelman, they're rappers. Gilbert Gottfried. Gilda Radner. Gina Gershon. Gloria Friedman. Giselle Fernandez. Goddard Liebertson, president of Columbia Records. Goldberg. Name, Bill Goldberg, professional wrestler, WCW champion. Jeff Goldblum, Goldie Hawn. Samuel Goldman, director executive at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Tony Gordon. Gracie Lee Whitney, actress who portrayed Yeoman Rand on Star Trek. Now, if you remember Yeoman Rand on Star Trek, she was only on for a year. And poor girl had a sex addiction. Graham Goldman, member of CC's pop songwriter. Greg Hetson, guitarist for Bad Religion and the Circle Jerks. Greg Wise, actor. Greg Woodman, the Sidewinder. Gregory, I don't even know who that is. Groucho Marx, Gummo Marx. Gwyneth Paltrow. Chaim Topol, actor of Fiddler on the Roof.
If I were a rich man, la da 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 da.
Chaim Topol, actor. Hal Linden. Hans Rosenthal, showmaster. Harold Pinter, English actor, playwright, founder of the Absurd Theater. Harold Robbins. Remember all those quality books that he wrote? Best-selling author. Harpo Marx. Marx Brothers, Harrison Ford, Harry Ellis Dickerson, Harry Houdini, the most famous magician and escape artist, Harry James, Harry Rabinowitz, conductor, Harry Reams. Now, a lot of you may not recognize that name unless I would say he was a big porn star of the 80s. Harry Shearer. Cartoon voices on The Simpsons and comedian as well. Hart Bochner, actor, director. Harvey Fierstein, actor, writer. Harvey Korman, comedian. He was a co-star of The Carol Burnett Show. Hedy Lamarr, actress. Helen Hunt. Helen Reddy. Helen Shapiro, British singer. Helena Bonham Carter. Her mother is a Rothschild, by the way. Henny Youngman, comedian. Herb Alpert. And the Tijuana Brass. Remember him? Henry Winkler, actor. A. Herb Edelman, police chief on Murder, She Wrote. Herschel Bernardi, actor. Herschel Savage, porn star. Hiller Slovak, lead guitarist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Peter Himmelman, musician, son-in-law to Bob Dylan. Gabby Hoffman, Hertz Buchholz, actor. Howard Ashman, lyricist, Little Shop of Horrors, Disney animated features. Howard Kalin, co-founder of the Turtles. Howie Mandel, comedian. Howie Morris, comedian on your show of shows. Hi Berkowitz, owner of Rogers Department Store in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I don't know why that's important, but it's in there. Iggy Pop, musician. Ira Gershwin, lyricist. Irving Berlin, songwriter and musicals. Irving Layton, Canadian poet. Isaac Asimov, world famous sci-fi writer. Isaac Babel, writer. Isaac Mizrahi, fashion designer. Isaac Stern, famous violinist. Israel Horowitz, playwright. Ivan Reitman, comedian, director of Meatballs and other movies. J.D. Salinger, author, Catcher in the Rye. Jack Benny, comedian, real name, as I said before. Benjamin Kubitsky. Jack Carter, comedian. Jack Gilford, comedian, actor. Jack Klugman, actor of The Odd Couple. It's funny, his co-star, they were both Jewish. Boy, that must have been a heck of a household. Jack Rosenthal, playwright. Jack Spector, disc jockey. Jackie Callen, manager of James Tony. Jackie Mason, ordained rabbi and comedian. Jackie Vernon, comedian. Jacob Freeman, WBZC's Sunday morning klezmer DJ. A lot of this stuff I'm not familiar with. Jacob Dylan, lead singer of the Wallflowers and son of Bob Dylan. James Caan, actor. James Brooks, producer. James Levine, conductor. James Spader. Jamie Gertz, actress. Jamie Lee Curtis, her father, Tony Curtis. Jamie Luner, she was on the show Savannah. Jan Murray, comedian. Jan Pierce. Jane Kaczmarek, actress. Jason Bateman. He is the writer and the star of the HBO series, what's the name of it? Oh, that's right, The Outsider. Jason Hervey, co-star of The Wonder Years. Jason Marsden, actor. Jay Black, Jay and the Americans. Jay Diamond, radio talk show host, used to be on WABC. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yep, and you just thought he was a French fry. Jean-Luc Godard, filmmaker. Jeannie Becker, fashion television. Jeannie Berlin, actor. Jean-Pierre Barda, actor, member of the Swedish dance band Army of Lovers. Crucified and Israelism. I don't know what exactly that. Jeff Beck, guitarist. Jeff Chandler, actor. Jeff Daniels, actor. Jeff Goldman, actor. Jeffrey Archer, author. Jeffrey Katzenberg, producer at DreamWorks. Jeffrey Meyer. Jenna Jameson, porn star. Mother Teresa, protege. I don't know what that exactly that means, but there it is. Jenna Lee Green, actress on Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. Jenna Von Oy, actress who played on Blossom. Don't know who that is. Jennifer Grey, you know, she was Baby in Dirty Dancing. Jennifer Jason Lee, actress. Jennifer Rubin, actress. Jeremy Isaacs, who directed Royal Opera House. Jeremy Priven, actor on Ellen. Ron Jeremy, another porn star. Jerome Kern, composer of Showboat. Jeremy Robbins, choreographer, director. Jerry Bock, composer, Fiddler on the Roof. Jerry Herman, composer of Hello Dolly. Jerry Lewis, comedian, actor, director. Jerry Orbach, actor, Briscoe on Law and Order. He played Briscoe in Law and Order. Never watched the show, couldn't tell you. Jerry Orbach, actor. Jerry Seinfeld, comedian, TV star. Jerry Springer. There's another quality show. What did they do, folks? Brought out the dregs of society and let them go at it. Wow. Highly entertaining. Thank you for pointing out the dregs of society, like yourself, Jerry. Jerry Stiller. Jerry Walker, disc jockey, ABC Radio Network. Jerzy Kosinski, novelist. Jessica Hecht, actress. Jessica Lundy, actress. Jeffica Savage, NBC News and former Golden Girl. Jessica Tandy, actress. Driving Miss Daisy. Jessica Walter, actress. Jill Clayburgh, actress. Jim Blyer, writer. Jim Bradley, dog trainer. Jim Rome, sports talk show host. You'd never guess it. Jim Shapiro, musician. Joan Collins. We all remember Joan. Joan London, real last name, Blunden, B-U-L-D-E-N. Joan Rivers, comedian, writer, actress. I'm going to have Joe Cocker, famous singer, Israeli German. Joe Elliott, Def Leppard lead singer. Joe T. Turi, famous New York house music producer. Joel and Ethan Coen, producer, director, writers, Raising Arizona. That was a quality movie. Anybody see that? I turned it off halfway. Joel Grey, Broadway actor. Joel Siegel, film critic, ABC. Joel Silver, producer, Die Hard, 1, 2, and 3. Billy Joel, musician, winner of Grammy Awards. Jolie Fisher, actress. Ellen, half-sister of Carrie Fisher. Joey Bishop, mentioned him before. Joe Ramone, lead singers of the Ramones. Joey Stolnick, actor. Joe Banner, actor, Schultz, from Hogan's Heroes. You know, only a Jew can play a German and get away with it. I'm so verklempt. John Byrne, born Bronowski. John Forsythe, actor. John Garfield, mentioned him before. John Rubinstein, actor. Son of Arthur Rubinstein. John Steinbeck, famous American author of the 20th century from Salinas, California. John Stossel, news broadcaster. John Taylor, bass of Duran Duran. Johnny Rivers, musician, guitarist. John Cryer, actor, Pretty in Pink, the famous Teddy Z. John Lovitz, actor, comedian, Saturday Night Live. John Stewart. John Voight. Jonathan Brandeis. Jonathan Kellerman. Whew. Man, I'm wearing out here. We're only into the ends here. Let me... I don't know where to go from here. I'm not even halfway through this. Holy mackerel. Oh, boy. Mel Tillis, country and western singer. Mel Brooks, we know who he is. Mel Torme. Melanie Chertoff. Melissa Gilbert, Little House on the Prairie. Melissa Joan Hart. Melissa Manchester, singer-songwriter. Melissa Rosenberg, that's Joan Rivers' daughter, host of E! Entertainment. And if she's not the spitting image of her mother, I don't know who is. Melvin Douglas, actor. Ari Myers, actress Kate Nally. Michael Bolton, singer. Michael Douglas, Kirk's son. Michael Fishman, actor on Roseanne. Michael Gelman, producer of Regis and Kathy Lee. Michael J. Fox. Michael Jackson, ABC talk radio host, not that Michael Jackson. Michael Kinsley, syndicated columnist. Michael Krugman. Michael Landon, Little House on the Prairie. Real name, Eugene Orowitz. Let's skip Michael Rapaport, actor. I'm trying to pick out the more familiar names. Mickey Cohen, gangster. Mike Bloomfield. No, not the same one. This is blues guitarist. Let me see. Mike Wallace, mentioned him. Milton Berle, yeah. Liza Minnelli. Liza, pretty screwed up life. So was her mother. But Mo Howard, one of the Three Stooges. Molly Ringwald. Monty Hall. Yeah. Yeah, door number one, number two, or number three. Morley Safer. Mort Saul. Comedian. Mr. Rogers, TV stars. Murray Kaufman. Neil Diamond. Neil Sedaka. Neil Simon, Paul Newman, Olivia Newton-John, Australian pop singer. And let's not forget, live long and prosper, Leonard Nimoy, Star Trek Spock, Nina Gordon, musician, Norman Lear, All in the Family creator. You notice how they set that up. The conservative people would watch that show, All in the Family, and look at the fun that he would poke at Meathead, when the whole intent of the entire show is to make him look like the idiot, and Meathead being the progressive along with his stupid little blonde wife. We'll be back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And I've stated this on air before, that the supposed mobs in this country, they are all Italian. They are a bunch of spaghetti bending just mobsters. Well, I'll give you one example here, and I got a couple callers I want to get to. Hyman Abrams, lieutenant of Boston mobster Charles Solomon during Prohibition, later financed syndicate Las Vegas casinos with Meyer Lansky, Carl Cohen, and Jack Enrider, during the 50s and the 60s. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So does your money and your morality. Can't drop that off at the door. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, I guess I'm on now.
Yeah, I guess you are.
Okay, I understand why you're going through this completely. I did go through that one website I gave you yesterday, goyimgazette.com, and I came across...
That's what I'm reading from right now.
Oh, great, because it's so extensive, but I came across their prayer that they end their day, their Yom Kippur with, the last day of that begins Rosh Hashanah, and it's a prayer, it's considered to be the most holiest prayer of the faith. Now, the term Jew is really explained there, too. They explain a lot of different terms that are used to describe these people, and they repeat it quite often on Yom Kippur, and it means that all vows, and it's a flat statement, that no promise of any kind will be kept for the coming year.
That's right.
This is what they... No promise. So we have Netanyahu over there promising us things. We have all these other people promising us things, but yet they go and they say this prayer, and it eliminates any responsibility for anything.
Yeah, John, you got to cut it short because I still got another call and I got to close out.
I know, but yeah, it's called, yeah, go to that site, folks, goyimgazette.com.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And by the way, just to give you a little tease here, the Annenberg Foundation, you notice on PBS, the little tribute, and the Annenberg Foundation, these were good people. Well, this guy lived from 1877 to 1942, newspaper man and organized crime figure, hired and directed criminal gangs on behalf of the Hearst Corporation during the Chicago's circulation wars of 1910-1911, later became owner of the National Racing Wire during the 20s and 30s, later used his wealth to purchase the Philadelphia Inquirer, and he founded the Annenberg Foundation. If that wasn't bad enough, he was jailed for tax evasion in 1939. Bruce in Texas. Bruce, you got about a minute.
Sure. These people, there's a lot of nepotism there, of course. Mm-hmm. Somehow they have a talent, though. You can't deny that. Hitler gave him a theater there in Auschwitz. And they had an orchestra too.
I remember reading that and seeing the pictures of it. Yeah. Hey, Bruce, yeah. We're out of time, man.
Bye.
Thanks.
All right. Good show.
I appreciate it. Yeah, folks. The reason I did this, there's a great amount of nepotism, and I'm not saying there's not some talented Jewish people out there. It's not the point. The point is less than 2% of the population, folks. I didn't get through half of the list that was available on goyimgazette.com. It is the deep state. It's the actors that you see. And actors in the respect that they're out there, they're shoved in your face in public. But it's really the people, the globalists, and the world bankers that want their worldwide socialism, basically leading to communism. And we got ours, and try to get your people. Kind of people, I should say. Try to get yours. Kind of people. Thanks for being here today. See you tomorrow.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.